like that. That's yours, though, right?
That's not mine. I just turned it on.
Oh, great. It's mine.
Okay. I was looking all over for it.
I thought it was his.
What?
All right.
Thank you.
That's just from the laptop. That's the song. He turned it on.
Okay, it's 8:20, is it not?
Yeah. A little late.
So the question I want to raise with you tonight is whether or not simcha is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Whether simcha perhaps is essential to the kiyuma mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And without simcha, it's not just that you're missing some sort of extraneous element. You know, every mitzvah should be done with simcha. But Talmud Torah uniquely has simcha integral to its very essence. Now that's a pretty radical statement. And the question is, can you prove such a conclusion? Somebody actually tried to prove this conclusion, and I don't know if any of you got a chance to look at the Meir Makomas pages, who actually tried to prove that simcha is essential to the kiyuma mitzvah Talmud Torah? Anybody? Nobody saw it. Okay, good. No, I just want to know that nobody looked at the Meir Makomas. Then I can say anything tonight. It's good. Tosa, I never saw it in Tosa. Right, but that pasuk refers to what? To Avodas Hashem. It doesn't refer specifically to Talmud Torah. But we'll see that. Keep it in mind. Hang in there. But my question to you is, how many of you heard of the Iglei Tal? Okay, if you learned Masechta Shabbos, you may have heard of the Iglei Tal. If you didn't, you probably know the same author by a more famous and more popular work called the Avnei Nezer. That was the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe. And in his introduction to Iglei Tal, his work on Tal, on the 39 Malachas, which by the way only got up to the 9th Malacha, but since then someone has written a sequel to complete the project that the Avnei Nezer begun with Iglei Tal. This Hakdama, mind you, yeah, Aaron, again, I don't want to project my deficiencies onto you, but how many of you read Hakdamas this far? By a show of hands. Okay, I got a few of zooming in. I never read Hakdama. Yeah, the Hakdama. Have you ever read the Hakdama of the Ketosa? It's like 20 pages long. It's like incredibly complicated. But the Hakdama to the Iglei Tal is very, very famous. And I'll tell you exactly why it's famous. Because the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe claims that all those who stand up and say, no, you shouldn't enjoy the Torah you learn. If you enjoy it, you're detracting from the mitzvah, and it's less than a complete mitzvah, and it's deficient in lishma. All those, says the Avnei Nezer, are completely incorrect, totally wrong. They are misleading us. And he says that the simcha, the tithing, the enjoyment of Talmud Torah is essential to the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Without it, you don't fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah b'shleimus. And he goes some further, and he says, and now maybe he's putting on his chassidish thinking cap because he was a rebel. And he says that the more simcha you have in Talmud Torah, the more of an impact the Talmud Torah that you study has on your very soul. And it enters into, he claims, your dam. I mean, again, that can only be alpi chassidus. But somehow it penetrates into your very bloodstream. You know, you feel the Torah inside of you, and all this is reflective of and commensurate to the amount of simcha that you enjoy through Talmud Torah. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah, but the question is, how does he know such a thing? And tonight, what I'd like to do with you is investigate his two proofs, critically analyze them, perhaps slug them up, but perhaps then revisit the question of, can we actually prove, not necessarily with the Avnei Nezer's proof in the Iglei Tal, but with other proofs, that simcha is essential to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to the gufa shel mitzvah. To quote Psukim in Tanakh is going to be very difficult, as I said before. We'll get back to your point. You know, tachas ha-shalom avadetem, ha-shalom keichem, v'simcha, v'tuv lev, which is really the essence of the tochach against Klal Yisrael. I don't know if we can actually make a claim that refers specifically to the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But we'll see about it. There is a Rama in Hilchos Tshuva that might actually identify Talmud Torah with the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. What I'd like you to take a look at is your handout for tonight. And I had a copy, but I misplaced it. Is there an extra copy I can borrow just for a minute? So I want you to take a look at a Gemara in Pesachim and compare that to the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, we're going to share this tonight. All right. I had another copy for myself, but it disappeared. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, very famous Gemara, Om Rav Yudam Arav, Li Olam Yasok Adam B'Torah Uve Mitzvos. Now, I bolded the word mitzvos. That's the beauty of a computer today, because I want you to pay attention to that word and compare the Rambam to the statement of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. Afal pisha shalol lishma, shemitol shalol lishma, bol lishma. And the Rambam says the following. This is the famous Rambam in the middle of Perek Gimel, the Perek in Talmud Torah, which is described or defined as Keser Torah. The Rambam says, Omru chachamim li olam yasok adam b'torah, Bein lishma, bein shalol lishma, shemitoch shalol lishma, bol lishma. What did the Rambam omit? You know, usually the Rambam copies the Gemara. You know, he should, right? He left out the Gemara, but he should incorporate into his Yad HaChazaka, into his Mishnah Torah, all the halachas. But here he leaves out mitzvahs. And assuming, and you'll have to buy into my premise for the meantime at least, he doesn't quote this halach anywhere else in his Mishnah Torah. It means that he left it out deliberately. And he specifically codifies this halach, Rav Yehuda Arav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because he holds it's a halacha in Talmud Torah, specifically. And it doesn't apply to the other 612. And the question is why? And here's where the Igle Tav quotes a proof to his thesis. First of all, quote his thesis inside. I'm going to read to you the language of the Igle Tav. I don't know if it's on your page or not. I don't have time to check this out. So listen to Baal Peh if it's not on your page. Shamati k'tzas b'nei Adam toim miderech haseichel b'nyin Talmud Torah. B'nyin Libet Torah saying. There are those who make a mistake. They're led astray and they lead us astray. Beyond when they claim, ki halomed, he who studies Torah mechadish chidushim, v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudo. Again, Rav Osi, I don't want to project my feelings onto you, but I know for me, myself, if I'm mechadish something, again, saying chidushim doesn't necessarily mean that no one else ever said it. But it means that you're misaneg in Torah and you come up with a new insight. That to me is simchas haTorah. That's when I get simcha. When I get spoon-fed, I don't necessarily feel that simcha. And these people claim that from the chidushim that lead to simcha, ein zel limud Torah kol kach lishma, that detracts from the level of the mitzvah lishma. What would be the apex, according to their argument, those who mislead us? The pinnacle of Talmud Torah, the lishma of Talmud Torah, the full-fledged, full-blown mitzvah, im lomed bipshitus. Let's learn pshat, and that's all. Yo, we'll cover 100 blot a month. Or, what? I don't know, maybe, okay, forget it. She'ein lecha, she'ein lo me'alimut shum tainuk. You know, he just speed reads, he doesn't get any tainuk. There's no isamkus, there's no chidushim, there's no oneg. V'urak l'shem mitzvah. And this is what I call frumkai. I mean, this is really pious. You know, do it the right way. Don't have any enjoyment whatsoever. Says the Sakhut Shavu. That's incorrect. Aval alomed umisanig belimudo hare his ari belimudik. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is still part of the toim, right? Ube emes zet toz mefursom. Now, the word mefursom doesn't mean what we think it means in our context today. We use the word mefursom as being well known. It's not a well known mistake at all. It's well known that people think that way. But what's mefursom is it's that it's explicitly wrong. It's against the Torah. And I have proof. He says, Adarava. How do we translate Adarava? Pumfaket. Kizehi. Now look at this language. I mean, again, I don't know. I wouldn't have gone so far. But look how far the man goes. Kizeh. I would say zu, but okay. Zeh, he, ikar, mitzvahs, limud haTorah. Do you hear this, Rav Osi? You all know this Hakdama, but still, it's kedai to hear it over and over and over again. It's a mind-boggling statement. Zuhi ikar mitzvahs limud haTorah liosas v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudo. That's the primary motive of Talmud Torah. V'oz Divrei Torah nivloim b'damo, they become absorbed into his bloodstream. Umeachar shenenem idivrei Torah hu nase davuk b'Torah. This is dveikus b'Torah. Says the Gaital, if this be the case, then now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam could not have accepted lahalacha, Rabbi Yudam Arav, Leolam Yasef b'Torah uve mitzvos shalom lishma. Because, says Ligli Tal, listen carefully to his logic, a very beautiful development. He says the following. Why is mitok shalom lishma lead to lishma? He says, if shalom lishma is meaningless, if it's completely bereft of any cue whatsoever, then it's not even stage one. It's not an incomplete mitzvah that can lead you to a greater mitzvah. If, on the other hand, shalom lishma is a kiyuma mitzvah, albeit on a lower level, then you climb the rung, the ladders, and you reach a higher level. We talk shalom lishma, bo lishma. Says the Glital, Rav Yudah Arav is of the opinion that mitzvos einam tzrichos kavon. The Rambam, on the contrary, paskins that mitzvos tzrichos kavon. Now, how the Igli Tal knows all this, I'm going to leave for a different shiur. That's not for tonight. We'll combine that with Ger Kotten and Mirtz Hashem. Next time they invite me again, if they don't, they may decide that's it. Right? Personally, we've had enough of you. But if they invite me again. But the Rambam, to commit the Rambam to the position that Mitzvah Strichas Kavanah is a very tenuous position, because the Rambam in fact says that kafu lechol matzah yotz, but the Leital understands that's a separate halach and anas haguf. We won't go into it. As a general rule, he uses the Rambam in shofar, and the Rambam says he did kavonas tokea, kavonas shomea, and that's based on the halach of mitzvah tzuris. Says the Sakhi Chava. Listen to the cheshbon. This is cheshbon. He was a Pelush Chassidish Rebbe, so cheshbon is very important. Right? So the cheshbon is the following. Bishlem, if I hold a mitzvah, ain't tzrichas kavana. So if I do a mitzvah without kavana, and I'm lacking lishma because I'm motivated by other intentions and other motivations, I don't have the lishma element, but I hold that umetum and general universal principles that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that means I can obtain the kiyuma mitzvah at least on a minimal level without kavana, without lishma. Again, the Igli Tal is assuming an equation between lishma and kavana. That's a different aspect that has to be addressed. But if you grant that equation, mitzvahs einam tzrichos kavana, therefore shalom lishma is a kiyuma mitzvah. If shalom lishma is a kiyuma mitzvah, from mitzvah A, which is incomplete, with shalom lishma I can achieve mitzvah B, which is lishma. Mitol shalom lishma, I've obtained that kiyum, is the kiyuma mitzvah itself will somehow project me and generate a kiyum of lishma. But the Rambam holds that what? Mitzvos tzrichos kavana. And therefore the Rambam paskins in shofar, you have to have kavana. Is Mimela, if he doesn't have kavana, what is he left with? Zilch. Zippo. He's got nothing. He doesn't have a kiyum of mitzvah at all. And therefore it's impossible to say mitos shalom lishma bo lishma. Do we follow the cheshbon? Ah. But the Rambam paskins in Talmud Torah that mitok shalom lishma bo lishma, says the Talmud. He says the following: Dafka b'Talmud Torah shahanohi bechlal hamitzvah. If Talmud Torah has as its very essence the hanoah, the enjoyment, the pleasure, the tainim, the simcha that he enjoys from the Talmud Torah is essential to the mitzvah. Then, says Ligli Tal, it's exactly like the case of matzah. How is it that the Rambam, who holds mitzvos trichos kavona, paskins in holds chomets of matzah, kofu lechol matzah yotza? The answer is, it's based on a rabbi in Rosh Hashanah, that matzah shining because matzah has an element of hanoah to it. The hanoah itself relates the mitzvah back to the person. If the person does it shalom lishma, it's not really his maisa. He's not related to it.
There's no yichus of the Maisa Eilov. But if the mitzvah is Hanoah, the Hanoah itself drags the mitzvah back to the Gavra, and there's a yichus back to the person who did it, and therefore he's yotzei the mitzvah at least on that minimum level. That's in the case of a mitzvah which is classified as a mitzvah sheish bo Hanoah. And therefore the Rambam paskins kafu lechol matzah yotzei. Therefore, mitoch shalol lishma in Talmud Torah, bo lishma. Because in Talmud Torah, since the Hanoah itself is essential to the mitzvah, it becomes identical to the mitzvah of matzah and perhaps a number of other mitzvahs, where Hanoah is essential, it's part of the kiyum mitzvah, the gufa shel mitzvah. And therefore, even if you do the mitzvah, l'shem Hanoah, not l'shem mitzvah, but since the Hanoah itself drags, as we said, the mitzvah back to you, you've acquired, you've at least achieved a minimum kiyum mitzvah of a mitzvah shelo l'shma. Says Ligli Tal, the reason, the justification for the Rambam's codifying the Tov Shalo Lishma Bo Lishma in Talmud Torah is because the Rambam maintains that Hanoah, timing, is essential to the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. Is that not a beautiful presentation? Goyis. Mamish goyis. And the truth be told, I would stop here, except that they asked me to give a shit for an hour. But I would stop here and maybe call a mice of Gorea, because it's so enjoyable. And it, you know, if Talmud Torah, according to the Ligli Tal, is meant to be enjoyed, this is all I need to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This shtickle Torah itself will penetrate into my dam, because I have such a love of this shtickle Torah. I can't tell you. You know, I always wondered what bracha we should make on Talmud Torah. Is it a Birchas Shemach Odoya or a Birchas Hanei? Tonight, I'm going to submit to you that we should recite a Birchas Hanen over Talmud. It's just so gishmach. It's so tasty. Again, let's just go over one more time because I enjoy to say it over. In mitzvahs, where the Rambam paskins mitzvahs, shrichas kavona, then without kavona, if you do it for the sake of whatever motivates you, you're enjoying it too much, then you don't even get a mitzvah cue. So we can't build on that and say the shalom lishma will drag me into lishma. It won't have any impact on my personality because it's not a kiyum mitzvah. On the other hand, the Talmud Torah, the Rambam holds that since the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Hanoah, therefore the principle is that you're yotzei the mitzvah even without lishma, because the Hanoah itself substitutes or operates as the vehicle to relate the action of the mitzvah back to you. It's your action, it's your, you're the bialim over this mice of mitzvah. Once having achieved at least that minimum cube of a mitzvah shalom lishma, in the case of Talmud Torah at least, or any similar mitzvah that has Hanoah in its very essence, then shalom lishma will lead you to lishma. And that's why the Rambam has mitoch shalom lishma bo lishma in the case of mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yeah. What's your name? Shlomi? You look very familiar, Shlomi. Okay, good.
Don't we translate mitzvahs ahead of
you? Okay, we're coming to mitzvahs lavlenis. So this is going to be the Ligli Tal's second proof, and if you're not happy with his first proof, then maybe you'll be happy with his second proof.
So you're saying...
Your name?
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron.
So the train of thought is, you can get lishma from the lishma.
Right.
But we're not worried that when you're in the low lishma phase, you're just going for the pleasure, that you're not just going to... Like the pleasure to stick.
No, I'll tell you why. Because we're working with, if you pardon the expression, a metaphysical element. Okay. What metaphysical element? We're not dealing on a psychological. You know, you're right. Psychologically, one could say, look, I was motivated by that. No, it'll blind and die. That's exactly where I'll bury myself. I'm not going to go one step beyond that because I'm enjoying it too much. But on a metaphysical level, we're talking about the impact of a mitzvah. The impact of a mitzvah, once you have the kiyum mitzvah attached to it, somehow elevates the individual and it's going to bring him above all these secondary motivations that detract from the ultimate level of lishma. Okay.
Mitzvah gereres mitzvah.
What do you say?
Isn't it mitzvah gereres mitzvah?
It's a kind of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. He doesn't quote that a lot, but I'm sure that that's a Ligli Tal as a mom. Okay? Rabosai, I think... And you'll be the jury. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. That perhaps we can answer the question of the Ligli Tal in a totally different way. But, in that sense, I'm jeopardizing the raya of the Ligli Tal. What's his right? The Rambam omits the word mitzvahs. He only applies the principle of shalom lishma lishma in the case of Talmud Torah. That puts Talmud Torah in a unique category vis-a-vis the other mitzvahs, which he justifies legally by saying because Talmud Torah has hanah and simcha in its very essence. Perhaps there's another reason why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is unique in the constellation, the matrix of the mitzvahs. I'm going to suggest the following. Every mitzvah act, what we call a maisa mitzvah, needs some sort of a source, an energy force, to give it that status. Otherwise, mechatesi, it's a maisa mitzvah. Maybe it's a secular act. What gives it, what upgrades a maisa, a secular mundane action, to the status of a maisa mitzvah? Obviously, my whole mitzvah srichas kavanah, I'm going to need kavanah. But let's say mitzvah ain't srichas kavanah. So what converts, what transforms my mice into a mice and mitzvah? I need some catalyst to do that. Some vehicle to achieve that goal. So the answer is, I believe, chovas gavra. The chovas gavra is itself generates the status of a mice and mitzvah. If I'm obligated to do this, the Torah commands me to do so, and then I do so, I implement that command, that action, that implementation of a Torah command makes the action into a maisa mitzvah. Are there other conditions? Well, if I will mitzvah srichas kavana, there's another condition. I need kavana. If I will mitzvah zayin srichas kavana, all I need is a chovas gavra. Without a chovas gavra, then my maisa is not a maisa mitzvah. I believe that Talmud Torah is different. In the case of studying Torah, the Maisa Mitzvah is meaningful per se. It has the status of a Maisa Mitzvah, even without a Chovas Gavra. And I'll prove it to you. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch holds that a woman could never make a bracha on a Mitzvah Seish as my grama. If we have any Sfaradim here in the audience, that's the meaning of all Sfaradim, Ad Yom Hazeh. Because how could she make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah when she is completely excluded from the chovas gavra? And yet the same mechaber paskins in Archaim Sim Mem Zayin, which is very famous, that noshim mevarchos birchas haTorah. Ribbono shel Olam, the Gemara establishes kedusha v'inyan tov lebanech v'lo libnosecha. Noshim p'turus mitzvah Talmud Torah. How could the mechaber justify a requirement for a woman to make a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Since women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the Mechaber Lishitaso, based on the Rambam, holds that a woman doesn't make a bracha if she's exempt from a mitzvah. You hear the kasha? It's a famous, famous kasha. So I heard from my Rebbe in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Salvation said in the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim used to say that Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. And the bracha that was established on Talmud Torah is unique. And he said the following. Talmud Torah has a chefetz shel mitzvah. It itself is a mitzvah act which is meaningful on its own, independent of the chovas gavra. In any other case of a mitzvah act, if you're lacking a chovas gavra, then the maisa is not a maisa mitzvah, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. A bracha is recited on a maisa mitzvah. But in the case of Talmud Torah, I don't need to upgrade the action to grant the status of a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah per se. Itself generates a maisa mitzvah status because of the nature of Chefetz Shel Torah, the entity of Torah. I always thought in my own mind that maybe the reason why you're not allowed to think Torah thoughts in a bathhouse is because once you think Torah thoughts, you've created a Chefetz Shel Torah. And that Chefetz Shel Torah, if it's brought into a bathhouse, is a desecration of the Kedushas HaTorah. We think of Kedushas HaTorah in terms of a Sefer Torah that's written on veal and cloth. No. Reb Chaim understands that there's a Chefetz Shel Torah, there's an entity of Torah somewhere in the universe, even if it's not written on parchment. A woman, therefore, could create a Chefetz Shel Torah, just like a man, even though she lacks the Chovas Gavra. The bracha of Talmud Torah was established not on the Chovas Gavra, but on the Torah itself.
If that be the case, based on this Rebbe, perhaps we could say that that's why Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma. The Rambam holds that the Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma is unique to Talmud Torah. And why? Because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah act per se, in and of itself, independent. I don't have to check off an entire list. Was it done with Kavanah? Was it done Lishma? All of that is irrelevant. The very fact that I'm studying Torah creates an entity of Torah. We call it a Chefetz Shel Torah. And that Chefetz Shel Torah is so powerful that, as we said before, metaphysically, it could have an impact on my soul and lead me ultimately to a Lishma, to a Torah Lishma. In other cases, other mitzvahs, where the mitzvah act is totally dependent upon the way I do the mitzvah act and how I perform it, and what kavanas I have, and so forth and so on, the kiyum and the chovah and so forth there, if I have nothing but shalom lishma, it won't lead me to lishma, but Talmud Torah is unique in the whole constellation of mitzvahs, because in and of itself, it generates a chefetz shel Torah, and that chefetz shel Torah will lead me to lishma.
The point that Eichli tells away, so at least he had a hesber, how the Rambam is changing the Gemara. Because he said that Amora holds mitzvahs in Shrivas Kavanah, the Rambam paskets mitzvahs in Shrivas Kavanah. According to this Mahalath, he's just arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish mitzvahs, and then Rambam on his own seichel is saying, no, it can't be.
Right.
So how could that
But that's only because the Rambam has a unique shita in Chefetz Shel Torah, which again reflects itself in the fact that there's a bracha on Talmud Torah, and might reflect itself in other dimensions of Hilchos Talmud Torah, which I don't know if we'll get to tonight, but I hear you, Kash. Alright? Let's take a look, Rabosai, at the second proof of the Eichli Tal. And that I think you'll find, hopefully, again I have to borrow your page, on number Hey on your page. And this is based on the Taz in Yoredeh. This is what you were referring to before about the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos mitzvos. Give me one moment to collect my thoughts. Just give me one second. I'm sorry. I apologize. Again, Ger Cotton would have been a little easier for me. I only found out last night at midnight that Ger Cotton is not acceptable. I mean, we all accept Ger Cotton. Don't get me wrong, but. Again, I don't know your name, I'm sorry.
Tzvi.
I'm not rejecting all the premises that the Eichli Tal laid down. I'm just rejecting one particular premise that he's operating. Let me explain. It could be that if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, then if I perform a mitzvah without kavana, which according to Eichli Tal is identical with Shalom Lishma, then I would say Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma. The Rambam doesn't have that possibility. But now the question is, why does the Rambam accept Mitosh Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma in Talmud Torah? And Eichli Tal's answer to that is because there's an essential mitzvah of Simcha Nanos Haguf. I'm just wondering if that has to be the answer to the question, why, despite the fact that mitzvah Strichas come on, and without Kavanah, without Lishma, it's Nitul Kiyum, there's no Kiyum. But yet in the case of Talmud Torah, Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma, what generates that Lishma? So the Eichli Tal's answer is Simcha. I'm not sure if that's the only answer you give. Okay? What does the Taz have to say? So here we have a concept which is brought down in two sugyas of Shas called Mitzvah Slav Lehenos. And the Nafkemina is Legabi Mudr Hano. So for example, let's say I'm Mudr Hanoh from your sukkah. Can I sit in your sukkah and fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah? And the answer is yes, that's a Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a different case. I'm Mudr Hanoh from your shofar and you blow the shofar. Or I'm Mudr Hanoh from you and you blow the shofar for me. Can I be Yotze in the mitzvah of shofar? It's not a violation of Yisuri Hanoh, the Allah of Mudr Hanoh. Why not? Because mitzvah is Lav Lehenos. Suppose I'm not allowed to have Hanoh from you and I want to learn from your Sfarim. Instead of I want to hear your shofar, I want to hear your Sfarim. So the Taz has a Chiddush. And the Taz says, Lo dam yahai mitzvah l'shar mitzvahs. the principle of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, says the Taz, could not apply to the case of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. I cannot say mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu in order to enjoy the benefit of your object, if I'm mutar anoa mimcha, of Talmud Torah. And the explanation of the Taz for his conclusion, why don't we apply mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu to allow you to enjoy in a mutar anoa situation the Talmud Torah from his sfarim, is very vague. He writes, Ela bazeh nimshach hana li adam. Five words that are very vague. Says Ligletah, why is the principle of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu suspended with regard to Talmud Torah according to the Taz? What makes Talmud Torah different than any other mitzvah? In Sukkah we say mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, in Shofar we say mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, and therefore there's no Isur Mudar Adon. Why do we impose the Isur Mudar Adon in the case of Talmud Torah and suspend the operation of mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu? Says Ligli Tal, because the Hanoh in the case of Talmud Torah is the Gufa Shal Mitzvah. Clearly, whatever benefit you get from hearing a shofar, you know, and again, I would have chosen a different instrument for musical enjoyment, but if you get some benefit from the shofar, that is extraneous to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Nowhere, no how does the mitzvah of shofar require hanah. Any hanah is a side effect, a side benefit. And we can apply the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos to be matir shofar b'mudar hanah. But in Talmud Torah, where the very essence of the mitzvah that I'm trying to obtain is hanah, that I can't say mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. What do you mean mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu? If mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu, then you're left without any mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Adarava, on the contrary, in the case of Talmud Torah, mitzvah lehenos nitnu, the mitzvah is given for hanah, that's the essence of the mitzvah, that's the nature of my obligation. Therefore, the Taz, without spelling this out, builds on this assumption that simcha and hanah is essential to the mitzvah. It's the kiyum mitzvah defined in its essence, and therefore mitzvos lehenos nitnu in the case of Talmud. Do we have it? I know you're looking at me with like blank stares over here. I mean, is it you didn't have fleishigs for dinner, so I don't know what's making you tired here. Just kidding. What'd you have, pasta? Something like that. We don't know what to call it. Any something that you had hanah from? Okay, let's leave it at that.
I'm sorry. Could you just remind me again how we determine that the essence of Talmud Torah is to get hanah?
Because otherwise, why not apply the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos? If hanah is a side benefit that you get from Talmud Torah, then we only say mitzvah slav lehenos. What you're doing for me, if you're the madir and I'm the mudar, is not hanah. Well, the hanah, I'm interested, I'm motivated by the mitzvah. The hanah is indirect, you know, it's a result, it's secondary, and therefore mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. The Taz claims that mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu does not apply in the case of Talmud Torah. Says in the Talmud. And again, the text, the language of the Taz is very, very ambiguous. So the Taz wants to fill in and emphasize the hanah concept and postulate and upgrade the hanah to the very essence of the mitzvah. If that defines the kiyum mitzvah, then you can't say mitzvah slav lehenos. Because again, A equals A, Talmud Torah equals hanah. So when I say I'm motivated for the mitzvah, then I'm saying I'm motivated for the hanah. I can't possibly hide behind mitzvah slav lehenos and say, well, I'm motivated to hear and fulfill the mitzvah shofar, and the hanah is secondary. I can't say that, because the mitzvah itself is hanah. That's legally tough. But Rabosai, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not convinced. I don't know if that's what Taz has in mind. I'll tell you why. Remember we mentioned the Gemara Nidaran. The Gemara Nidaran, which was one of the two primary sources in Shas for mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu, addresses the case of Sukkah. If we had time, and again, I'm going to have to beg your, you're giving me the benefit of the doubt here, a drop of Emunas Chachomim, if I can use that term. The essence of the mitzvah of Sukkah is Hanah min HaSukkah. Hanah min HaSukkah is essential. The mitzvah is Teshvu Ke'ein Toduru.
And if it's not Teshu came to a duru and you're in a, you know, you're in a sukkah and it's this and it's that and you're uncomfortable and you're not enjoying the sukkah, I wouldn't have even encouraged you to go into the sukkah to begin with. It's only not to make a bracha on that sukkah. On that sukkah, the Rambam says that if you, you know, it's raining in the sukkah, I mean a serious rain, and the raindrops are coming in, and you sit there and the sukkah, he calls him a hedgehog. By the way, I think a hedgehog in the Rambam is worse than a rasha. I don't know, I'm not sure. No, you're a hedgehog. Like, that's like calling someone an amaret. I don't know, which is worse, calling someone a shagans or calling him an amaret? You know, this is a machlokas way back 100 years ago. In the Slabodka Yeshiva, I think it was. So, anybody know what I'm talking about? You didn't read that book. Okay. Just because it was put into Kherim. But they took it out of Kherim. It's full of the making of a model. All right, it doesn't matter. Anyway. You know, they had to guess Rosh Hashiva come in. So, the Tamir the Rosh Hashiva's name was Blazing God. He was a wild guy. So, the question was, who would in the middle of the shit argue with him? And who would have the audacity to raise a kasha, and whose kasha would be a good kasha? So after 20 minutes of the shiur, somebody raises a kasha, and the Rosh Hashiva says to him, "Do shagans do bistu?" And then everyone was quiet, and then 20 minutes later, another guy raises a question, and the Rosh Hashiva says, "Do amoritz do bistu?" So when the guys got together in the Chadar Ochel after the shiur, they were trying to figure out which kasha was worse, was stronger. and the one that incurred the stronger response, the more heavy response, that must have been the better kasha. So which is worse, to be called a shagans or to be called an amoritz? And finally, Nimnu Vagamru, they had a whole Amidah Levinyan, they decided to be called an amoritz is worse than to be called a shagans. Anyway, the Rambam says if you sit in sukkah and you're not enjoying the sukkah, do bista hedjin. You know, it's like you're and yet the Gemara applies mitzvah slav lehenos to the case of sukkah. That's your classical case of mitzvah slav lehenos. So it seems to me that the Taz is saying something different. There are three categories of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs can fit into one of three categories. In two out of three, we can apply mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. In one, we cannot. In the third, we cannot. Category number one. The mitzvah itself is hanah. If the mitzvah itself is identical with hanah, then mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Why? Because the hanah equals the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what I'm obligated to do. The hanah is what I have to achieve. Without the hanah, I don't have the mitzvah. So I'm motivated to do the mitzvah. Then he's not being mahanami. The mitzvah is being mahanami. If the mitzvah is hanah, if the hanah is essential to the mitzvah, the hanah's haguf of sitting in sukkah is the mitzvah, then that's the prime case of mitzvah's lav lehenosnit. And then there's the second case. And that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's the case of Tokea. Of Tokeh B'Shofar Rosh. There you have another category. Certainly the Hanah is not essential to the mitzvah. It doesn't define the mitzvah. But the Hanah is an outcome of the mitzvah. So Rashi explains, Lefiani is Daiti, and you'll go through the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi explains that mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu means that to violate an Iser Hanah, for example, in the case of Mudra Hanah, I have to do something active to take that Hanah. I actively seek out the Hanah. That's a violation of Iser Hanah. However, if I'm actively searching for a mitzvah, seeking out the shofar as a mitzvah, and by the by, indirectly, I enjoy the benefit of the music, you know, the musical pleasure of hearing the shofar, that's mitzvah lehenosnit. Because the Hanah was not actively brought about, there was no mice of lekicha netilas hanah. It just happens memela meela. If it's automatic without any action, then there's no violation of isurei hanah. Comes along the Taz, and he breaks new ground with a third category of a mitzvah. The hanah is not essential to the mitzvah, but the hanah is not a side effect. It's not a byproduct. The hanah is something that a person actively enjoys. It's not like, you know, I was just sitting here listening to the shofar as a mitzvah. God commanded me, so I want to fulfill his command, and I also enjoy the shofar. No, I'm actively trying to be nana. Says the Taz, in that third category of mitzvah, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos. Because we want to say that that mitzvah is hanah, that's not true. That's only in the case of sukkah.
To say, on the other hand, that the Hanoah was a side benefit that happened to Mela automatically without me seeking it out, that's also not true. Because I've actively tried to create that Hanoah and enjoy it. Therefore, says the Taz, you cannot apply the principle of mitzvah slavahim. Which mitzvah, according to the Taz, fits that description? Fits the profile. The Hanoah is not essential to the mitzvah, but on the other hand, you're actively seeking out that Hanoah. And what's the answer? Talmud Torah. The Taz understands that in Talmud Torah, Mimarashach, there's no mitzvah slav lehenos. To say mitzvah slav lehenos because the Hanoah is gufashal mitzvah, that's not so. Who says that Hanoah is gufashal mitzvah? The ugly Taz. And to say that I'm not actively trying to benefit when I'm saying svaris and I'm trying to understand and I'm having intellectual pleasure from the Torah I study, to say that that's an automatic b'shev v'altas, a passive kind of hanoah, without any seeking, without any netilah, any lekicha, it's impossible. I am actively involved in being nana from the Torah. And therefore, mitzvah lehenos doesn't it. Perhaps though, the conclusion in the Gital is correct, but based on a different proof. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. I hope you have it on your page. What number is it on your page? Maybe somebody could find the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva on that page. Is it there? Is it not there? Maybe number Ches on your page? No? Yud? Okay. So the Rambam says the following. This is Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud. He starts in Halacha Beis. I'm going to skip a little of Halacha Beis over to Halacha Dalet. Amru Chachom Rishon. Shema Tomar, Hareini Lomei Torah Bishvil Sheyei Ashir, Bishvil Sheyei Ikarei Rebbe, Bishvil Shakabel Schar B'Olam Abba. There are all sorts of motivations that a person could be moved to study Torah. Talmud Lomar, La'ava es Hashem Elokech. A person should study Torah for the sake of Avas Hashem. We see one thing very clearly from the Rambam, that Limud Torah, in a very unique way, is Gorer Avodas Hashem. And specifically, it should be Avoda Mi'ava, because Avoda Mi'ava is a separate category. So my Torah study should be Avoda Mi'ava, says the Rambam. And is a unique, almost inextricable connection between Talmud Torah and Avodas Hashem. And of course, Avodas Hashem, says the Rambam, this is not on your page, but the famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav, HaSimcha sheYismach Adam biAsias Mitzvos uBiAvas HaKel sheTziva Behen Avoda Gdola. We see that Simcha is an integral part of Avas Hashem. So let's set up an equation, right? A, B, and C. The Rambam equates Talmud Torah with Avas Hashem. He quotes the pasuk LiAvas Hashem as the explanation for why a person's motivation in Talmud Torah should be not chashon to be an usher, a rebbe, and so forth. Once you have the equation which Talmud Torah is an Avas Hashem, then you kick in the Rambam that Avas Hashem has to be b'simcha. So if Talmud Torah is Ava, and Ava has to be b'simcha, then Talmud Torah has to be b'simcha. I think that's what you were referring to before. Nachon? What would you say? Is the Rambam postulating that Talmud Torah equals Avas Hashem? Anyone suggest a slightly different approach? What do you say? What do you say?
I think it's a little much.
So what is the Rambam saying?
He's just saying you should do the Shema, because Avas Hashem.
I would say it like this, that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah Talmud Torah. On the one hand, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah unto itself. V'shinan tam levanech. On the other hand, there's another cube, there's another dimension to this Talmud Torah. It's also Avas Hashem, in a very unique, powerful dosage of Avas Hashem. Talmud Torah is Avas Hashem. But that's an additional cube. And the proof of the pudding is, where does the Rambam address the issues of Avas Hashem? Where does he codify those halachas? Not Hilchos Talmud Torah, but Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva tells you that through Talmud Torah you can achieve Avas Hashem. So you've gained two things. Number one, you have the key of
of Hilchas Talmud Torah, Shinatam Levanecha, whatever Bukhar is the source for Talmud Torah, and in addition, you've gained another dimension, another cue of Amas Hashem. True, to the extent in which you want to use Talmud Torah as a vehicle for Amas Hashem, Simcha is definitely integral to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it doesn't mean that Talmud Torah without Simcha is completely void of any Kiyum HaMitzvah. No, Talmud Torah you have. I can check off Talmud Torah, even without Simcha. But I cannot convert Talmud Torah to Avodas Hashem and add an additional dimension to my Talmud Torah without Simcha, because Simcha is essential to Avodas Hashem. So again, insofar as Talmud Torah drags, it generates a kiyum of Avodas Hashem, yes, Simcha is essential. But Talmud Torah is a mitzvah independent of Avodas Hashem, unto itself, I don't know if you need Simcha. But I do think, Be'ezer Hashem, we found the source for the Shita of the Igloi Tam. And that is the halacha of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. I know that may sound strange to you, we're not holding on Tisha B'Av, so any mention of Tisha B'Av is strange. But the halacha is, and this is a sugyan tainis daf lamed, Tana Rabbanan kol mitzvos hanogos ba'avel nogos b'tisha B'Av. The asur likros b'Torah b'Nevi'im b'Ksuvim l'shanes b'Mishnah b'Talmud etc. etc. And what's the source for the Isur of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchilu. The simcha of Talmud Torah is antithetical to the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Isn't that a beautiful proof for the conclusion of the Igloi Talmud? Why not?
It's just saying it's going to happen.
Excellent. Yesh lacha. What is the Gemara deriving from Pikudei Hashem Mesamchilu? Is it A or B? Is it that Mesamchilu, that Simchas Halev, is essential, defines the very nature of the mitzvah, the kiyum of Talmud Torah, and without the Mesamchilu, you don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or is the Gemara saying something entirely different? Namely, that Simcha is a natural, definite, we'll call it psikresha, result of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is antithetical in our second shot to Tisha B'Av, to Avelus, not because of the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the definition of its kiyum, as the Gital, I think, would have it, although he doesn't quote this sukkah. But rather because Talmud Torah, by its very nature, brings a person to a state of sin. And it seems the reality, the cheftashal simcha, I'll call it, not the kiyum of sin, but the cheftashal simcha is antithetical to the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. And which is it? Is it A or B? Is it Simcha as a halachic entity defining the kiyum of Talmud Torah, Pikudei Hashem Yisroel Mesamach Halev? Or is it Simcha as a cheftashal simcha?
It can't be. What's part of it. Baruch. I mean, the beginning of the pasuk when it says like Mitzvah Hashem Baruch Mi'ar Yisrael, it can't be. You can't say that Mitzvah Hashem if you don't have more Me'ar Einayim after you do a mitzvah, then you haven't filled the mitzvah. That's. I mean, obviously.
So you would say it's just a description. That's
yeah, the context from the context. It has okay, otherwise
so Baruch has something from the context of the puzzle. But I would like to know if there's a halachic nafkamina, no, which would allow us to check this whole thing out like a litmus test. What would be the nafkamina whether we say that Talmud Torah is antithetical to Tisha B'Av because of the nature of the kiyuma mitzvah, that simcha is essential to the mitzvah, or to say it's the mitzvahs of simcha? If you take a look at your page, you know, you'll I'm just, you know, giving you a little lead on there, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a famous machlokas aposkim about Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. It has something to do, I'll just give you a little hint, with the principle, maybe you've heard of this principle, Hirhur Lav Kedivar Dom. It has something to do with the posuk Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibarta Bum. I keep trying to lead you on to this, but it's not going anywhere. You know, I New Rebbe Osai?
Be hurried.
Exactly. On Tisha B'Av. Is someone allowed to study Torah on Tisha B'Av without Dibur? Well, if here alive can Dibur Domi, so when we talk about the Issur Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, maybe it's limited to the Dibur aspect, but not to Machshav and Hirur. Now,
If I postulate that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires dibur, because hiru lav can dibur dami, then would there be any possibility of prohibiting hiru b'divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av? And the answer is yes. Why? Again, the question is, I'm going to review this again. What is the nature of the Isur Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Is it because of the simcha that's inherent in the mitzvah? I obtain the kiyum mitzvah through simcha, and simcha is a prerequisite in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Or is it the mitzvah or the cheftish of simcha that results from Torah study? But that's not part of the mitzvah itself. Then afkamina, I claim, would be here or be different Torah. If I assume that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires v'dibar tabam, and here a laf kedimur domi, then would I be able to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av Behirur? I'm hoping you'll say it depends, right? Who can flesh this out for me? Anybody want to volunteer? Correct. I mean, let me ask you a question. Do you derive more simcha from Dibur B'Divrei Torah than from Hiru B'Divrei Torah?
Yeah.
You do?
Definitely.
Okay.
The more you speak, the more it's clear.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about clarity. What I'm asking is the following. Let's say you're reviewing, you know, a very gishmaka sugi, you know, and you know it well, and you have it clear and klar and everything. You want to review it, and you're thinking it over and back and forth, and you're being mafalpul. The only difference is you didn't speak it out. You have no hando.
Yeah, but not as much, okay?
Okay, but is it Misam Chelev? You know, tonight you're going to go home and you're going to review the shir that I gave tonight, and you'll have such hanah from it, just even though you don't say a word. So clearly a person could have hanah. Again, you want to claim it's less hanah than the Behira than the Dibur. I would say it's equal. But at least grant me that there's some element of hanah that one could derive from Talmud Torah, even without Dibur, with Hirur alone. So I can say technically there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah Behirur, because Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami the Torah requires B'Dibar Tavam. But even so, as far as the Hanah is concerned, there is some element of Masam Chelei even without the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But if I tell you that the reason why the Gemara derives an Iser of Talmud Torah Tishma is because Hanah is essential to the mitzvah, then I could say that what the Gemara means to say is that insofar as I'm being Makai, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is defined as the mitzvah of Simcha, the Sal Chelev, that's antithetical to the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Avelus Shabbat Tishma. And if that be the case, then Hirur may very well be Muta. And again, we look at the language of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, as I quoted to you earlier, Tisha B'Av asur likros b'Torah b'Nevi'im. What word should we emphasize here? Likros. It says likros. Likros means kriya b'peh. The kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah depends upon kriya. The kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah is essentially simcha. Hiruhur is not prohibited because hiruhur is a natural, perhaps, response reality of Talmud Torah, but it's not essential to the mitzvah. The halacha only prohibited the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. The hanos that you get that are extraneous to the mitzvah, for example, in the case of hiruhur, were never prohibited. But yet, I'll tell you a secret. The Beis Yosef quotes a sheet of the Ogur who prohibits Hiruhur b'divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av. And he quotes the Pasuk Masam Chelev. Apparently the Iser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is not because of the mitzvah and the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but because of the natural response, what we call the mitzvah, the cheftishal simcha, which is antithetical to the avelus of Tisha B'Av. It's ridiculous. I would submit to the oil on the following thesis. Is the Igli Tal right or is he not right? Is Simcha absolutely quintessential in defining the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The answer is depends. If I hold that on Tisha B'Av,
the Easter of Talmud Torah is limited to Kriya and Dibur, then what I'm saying is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is antithetical to Tisha B'Av. And the reason is because the nature of that mitzvah is Mesamchei Lev. But here is mutar on Tisha B'Av, because despite the hanyah that I derive from here in B'divri Torah, it's not, it cannot qualify as a mitzvah. So where the mitzvah exists, the mitzvah is a mitzvah sheyesh ba simcha v'hanyah, and that simcha is antithetical to Tisha B'Av. But if I hold that the Iser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av expands and extends to include not only Dibur B'Divrei Torah, but even Hirhur B'Divrei Torah, the Beis Yosef quotes that in the name of the Agur, in the name of Mari Malin, then what I'm suggesting is that Talmud Torah is prohibited on Tisha B'Av not because of the essential nature of the mitzvah of Tisha B'Av is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah of Simcha, but simply because of the Heftah Shel Simcha that I derive. And if we expand it to include even a Hirur B'Divrei Torah. Yes.
According to this way of understanding, not in the Beis Yosef's Ogur, does that mean that when one learns Eov and things like that on Tisha B'Av, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Bechal?
That's a different question. Dvar Maran, like Eov and so forth.
That's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah because you're not getting the Hanah.
I would say the following, that in that case, the Kiyum Avelus itself is the Matir. In other words, 90% of the Torah is completely devoid of a Kiyum Avelus. There's 10% of the Torah, I'm just making up that number. 10% of the Torah, we'll call it Eicha, and we'll call it Kimis, and we'll call it the Sugyas in Perakani Zok and the Agadatas about Churban. And what did I leave out? And Eov, Dvar Maram Shel Eov. All that, we'll call it 10% of the Torah. That itself is a Kiyum of Avos. That enhances my Kiyum of Avos. And therefore, the enhancement of the Kiyum Avelus is matir, or at least removes that Heftah Shel Torah from the Iser of Talmud Torah. But when we get to the other 90%, if I postulate, as the Igli Tal would have, that Simcha is essential to Talmud Torah, that mitzvah by its very essence is antithetical to the Avelus Shebelev of Tisha B'Av. What the Gemara uses, therefore, from the Samchei Lev is a source to derive the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore, when I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I am undermining the mitzvah of Avelus. And why is that? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Simcha, and that's my equation. If on the other hand I do other acts that don't come under Talmud Torah and don't obtain the Kiyum of Talmud Torah, and they have Simcha to them, those were never prohibited. And therefore, Hirhur B'Divrei Torah should be mutar on Tisha B'Av. But if I, on the other hand, I say that Talmud Torah here is just a vehicle through which I achieve Simcha, we're not defining the mitzvah and its kiyum, but we're just describing the reality that through the pilpul and the iyun B'Divrei Torah, I have hanah, I derive benefit and pleasure. And that's what's antithetical to Tisha B'Av, because that takes me out of the mood. It's my siyat daitom and avelish of the Tisha B'Av. Then I have no proof to guarantee the Iglital's premise that Simcha defines the very essence of the mitzvah. Okay, I see it's getting late. What time did we start?
8:20.
Okay, good. So I have two more minutes. So there's a lot more to talk about here. If anyone has a chance to go through some of the sources, please do so. I just want to end with a few words about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, how sweet it is. And I want to suggest l'chum that we should assume that the isur of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av only applies to Dibur and not to Hirur. Why is that a chumrah? Because that means that the Igli Tal is absolutely correct. That it's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, which has Simcha in its very essence, that's antithetical to Tisha B'Av. And that's really a Musa Shmuz for all of us. Because what it really means is that we must achieve Simcha in our learning. That's an absolute requirement.